With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this week's EvoStick MPL show. I'm your host Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be looking ahead to all this weekend's matches in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy, as we'll be catching up with the management at Altrincham, Stafford Rangers, Grantham Town and Warrington Town. We'll also be hearing from Hillmen Radio and BBC Radio Cumbria's John Walsh on that Gloucester North End v Workington encounter. And later in the show, we'll be having a full fixture preview with Mark Carruthers. All of that and loads more on this week's EvoStick NPL show. Welcome. So welcome everybody to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm Ben here in a drizzly Manchester, and somewhere else in the hills, we're now joined by the welcome return from the Northern Premier League by social media bod, James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all good. I'm all good. Just to let everyone know what's coming up in the rest of the show, once James has done his bit with the results from this past weekend, we've got Adam Stevens, manager at Grantham Town, coming on. Stafford Rangers manager Neil Kitchen. We've got the management pair at Altrincham, manager Phil Parkinson and his assistant Neil Savell coming on. We've got Paul Carden, manager at Warrington Town. Plus as well, we've got the broadcasting legend from BBC Radio Cumbria, John Walsh, to talk about Gloucester North End against Workington. And we've got Gloucester North End's own radio station coming on. That's Hillmen Radio. And later in the show, we've got a fixture preview with Mark Carruthers. So more on the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy coming throughout the show. Plus as well, loads of stuff about the league. And speaking of the league, well, let's start there now, James. And let's talk about some of the results from this past weekend. Very shortly, we are going to be hearing from the management pair at Altrincham. But we'll start with that result at Sutton Coldfield at the weekend. Sutton Coldfield Town 0, Altrincham 4. More on Altrincham in a second, James. But for Sutton Coldfield, that sees Sutton Coldfield 7 points adrift now at the bottom of the table. Nothing's really changed for Sutton Coldfield, has it, though? Because it would have been a hell of a result if they beat the league leaders.
Yeah, it would have been a great turnaround for him just to kick start the season. But the fact you can't ignore the fact now Sutton have lost 7 out of the last 8. All 6 of the last games. We thought last couple of weeks ago they were starting a little bit of a turnaround. Effectively, they could get swallowed up by Christmas and be 12, 15 points behind if they're not careful. It's more worry now for Sutton Coldfield. They need to start getting points before the Christmas run comes in.
So another cracking result for Altrincham at the weekend, beating Sutton Coldfield Town by 4-0 away from home. And joining me now on the other end of the phone, we should be joined by the management team at Altrincham. Please welcome to the show Phil Parkinson, manager at Altrincham, and his assistant manager, Neil Savell. So welcome to the show, Phil and Neil. Firstly, a big congratulations for that victory against Sutton Coldfield. Could have been a bit tricky, that one, but you passed with flying colours.
Yeah, it's always a tricky one going to Sutton. Obviously, they're a team who are a formidable opposition on the AstroTurf, so there's been some big teams gone there and come away with nothing, so we're really delighted with the result on the day, yeah.
And how delighted are you both with the run that Altrincham have been on at the moment, sitting on the summit of the table with quite significant teams beneath you, and it's been quite a run that Alti have been on.
Yeah, it's really good. I think it's 15 now in all competitions unbeaten, so yeah, really pleased with where we want to be. The challenge now is to maintain that and stay up there.
Now, it was obviously, I think we saw the game, actually. It was Whitby Town going into that game. It felt a bit nervy at Moss Lane. How important was that victory against Whitby Town all them many weeks ago now?
Yeah, it was a big, it was a massive win for us, obviously, with having the indifferent first week we had. People, obviously, were a bit concerned with the results, but myself and Soares were sort of rest assured on the performances, and we knew the results would come. And obviously getting that win against Whitby was massive for us and a big turning point for Altrincham as a football club, the fans, the players, the backroom, ourselves, because everybody started to believe again. And I think obviously with the 2 years that they had prior to that, I think there was a lot of disbelief and a lot of concerns over if we were able to turn things around. I'd like to think that we've sort of proved that point, and as Saul said, we just need to maintain that now.
You've touched upon something there, and we've had Richard Impey on the show a few times, and Altrincham, it's a big name, but over recent years, obviously the seasons haven't gone the way that a club like Altrincham would have liked, and you've built a team there at Nantwich it was quite a risk going to Altrincham, but was it a no-brainer for the pair of you?
To be honest, it was difficult. There was a lot of, to and fro over the decision. But I think, we both want to get a club up to the next level. No disrespect to Nantwich, but coming to Altrincham, give us a better opportunity to do that, because we've, both got that desire to get the club higher and challenge ourselves at a higher level.
And you've certainly both built quite a squad, and they play, if I may say, in a very Nantwich way. You've brought that mentality of passing quick-paced football to Altrincham, and it's good to watch. And how have the fans at Altrincham taken to it?
Yeah, it's something we pride ourselves quite a lot on, the fact that we get our teams to play a certain way. I think anybody who watches our teams can see there's a method to what we're doing. It's not just pitching up and hoping for the best, or recruiting the best players and just putting them on the pitch and hoping they go out and do it. As you said there, we took that philosophy to Nantwich, and we sort of took it to Altrincham. And when I did the start of the season, did sort of like a meet the fans event, and we made it very clear that the way that we were going to set a stall out, that's one thing the director sort of bought into, why they brought myself and Source to the club, was to bring that brand of football. Obviously, they'd done the research on us as well. And I'm hoping that everybody is enjoying the football, and more than that, it's not just the style of football, it's the results on the pitch as well. So that's how we'll be judged. Yeah, it's great if we're playing football that we want to play, but nobody will care about that if we don't get the results. So it's really important that we can do the both. We've always sort of said, we ask a lot of the players, we ask them to play football, we ask them to win. So we've recruited them types of players who are mentally and physically strong enough to do that, and not just do it at this level as well. As sort of said there, we're looking at the next level, so there isn't just a short-term plan here. We want to take it to the next level and really kick on from there.
Now, obviously, up in the next level is a club called Alfreton Town, and this weekend you'll be playing Alfreton Town in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. It's a tricky away. I think, from memory, there's quite a slope at Alfreton. What are you expecting from them, and what would an FA Trophy run mean? Because we've said it on this show many times, it doesn't matter what the competition is form, and winning any competition is quite handy.
The run we had a couple of years ago was which is really exciting. To get to the semi-final, it was a great achievement for the club, and it was the cup run was, like I say, really exciting. You got your chance to pit yourselves against clubs from higher level. It's a competition. We want to do really well in. Saturday, we expect that's a real tough game, but it's a good benchmark for us, because and Galfordton are, just below mid-table in that league. So it'll give us an opportunity to test ourselves against the team at a level we want to play at, and to give us an understanding of maybe where we're at as well, pitching ourselves against a national North Conference team.
Well, Neil, Phil, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy evening to come on the show. Best of luck this weekend, and I'll speak to either one of you or the pair of you in the next round, no problem at all.
Cheers,
man. So a big thank you there to manager Altrincham Phil Parkinson and his assistant Neil Savell for joining us. More on the FA Trophy third qualifying round later in the show with Mark Carruthers. But Alfreton Town against Altrincham this weekend. James is still with us. 1 point clear now, Altrincham up at the top. They're 1 point clear of Warrington Town. Now, we're going to be hearing from Paul Carden at Warrington in a second, but they had a big game at the weekend. Potential banana skin, really, the way Mickleover are playing at the moment. Mickleover Sports 1, Warrington Town 3. Sees Mickleover Sports, though, 5 points from the playoff positions. They have played a game more than Fars and Celtic. But again, like the Sutton Coldfield result, it's gone to league position, that one. It doesn't really say much about where Mickleover are at the moment, I don't think.
No, Mickleover are definitely not a team that you can take lightly. We will see them later on in the season cause problems for the likes of Altrincham, Shawley, the teams at the top at this moment in time. But for Warrington now to get a good 3-1 win, again, just settles the nerves a little bit, gets them back into the title race.
So we're now joined by the welcome return of manager from Warrington Town. Please welcome back to the show, Paul Carden. Hello, Paul. How's things?
Hiya, Ben. I'm good. Thanks, mate. You?
I'm all good. So we'll get to the FA Trophy in a second or two. But firstly, just a big congratulations for that win away at Mickleover. That that on paper going into that game, a lot of people wouldn't have been surprised if Michalov had won that game. It's a cracking result that for Warrington.
Yeah, it was. It was a good result, good performance against a good side. We knew what we were coming up against, but to a man, we deserved the win because to a man, as I say, we were very good all over the pitch. But it was a good game. It was a good game to be involved in. Obviously, even better that you've won. But I spoke to Macker after the game, John McGrath, and he was like, you know what, that was a really good game. He said, played in games where I've played against Macker loads of times, and he said, you know, you've played against games. He said, but that was a good game to play in, even though we've lost. So when you hear a manager who's actually in the middle of the pitch saying it was a good game, you know your side's done well. It was played the right way, and we were good.
And that's the key, isn't it? I mean, at the moment, Warrington are in second and well and truly in the title hunt now, along with Altrincham, and we might as well throw Shaw Lane, Grantham and all the others in as well, I suppose. But the last time I saw Warrington was at Buxton, and that was a different game. That was a battle, and you're going to need both those qualities, aren't you, of digging in as well as the finesse against Michalova.
Yeah, we are. It's these months now that are coming in, you know, they separate the men from the boys, and it's where we need to be. And Saturday was a big demonstration of that we can go to those tough places. Buxton was a poor display on the night, even though we had a lot of chances and, you know, could have and probably should have nicked something out of it. We didn't play well, whereas Saturday we performed really well as a team. You know, it was full of good individual performances, but you're right in what you're saying. It's now these winter months come when the pitches go and the games turn into battles, that it's important you stand up and to a man you counted, and that's the way we've got to approach every game now.
And speaking of counting men, the last time we had John Paul, obviously we were talking about the injuries that are going on at Warrington. Have you got an update on where Warrington are now with the injury situation? Because you are a bit threadbare at times, aren't you?
We are, yeah. I mean, as it stands, we've got 16 fit, and that includes two loan players, Steve Jennings, who's actually suspended Saturday, and James Barrigan. Two outside the squad are Sean Bealey, who's a long-term, obviously broken leg. He's going to be at least another month, 6 weeks. And Liam Hine, who's out for the season. We've let Jerry Kinsella go on loan to get some much-needed game time, still recovering from the back operation he's had. But thankfully, Tony Gray's back and Dylan Vasello are back. But, you know, we've needed them back because of the numbers. But we're in the market. We're on the lookout for a couple of players, and so hopefully we can add to the squad.
Have you been tempted as well to do a Jody Banham situation and put yourself on the bench a couple of times, Paul?
No, I mean, even though Jody's belly is a little bit bigger than mine, I'm not fit enough to go on the bench yet. Been tempted to put B's on, but no, it hasn't come to that because we've got a couple of young lads. We had Jamie Davis, who's a young 17-year-old, on the bench and last week and a couple of games, and he's one who I don't just want to dismiss or disregard or neglect, because he's got a talent and he's got a future, and you know, if we can give him opportunities when we're down, then that's the way we're going to do it, because he's definitely one for the future.
And just to say as well, I mean, I think we discussed this last time, but it's true about Warrington's conveyor belt they've got as well. There is some quality there in the setup further down from the first team.
Yeah, there is. Keith Sutton, you know, they're always very competitive as a team because of the way he sets them up, and there is one or two lads who are sort of pushing the way forward and being noticed and sticking their heads up. So, you know, hopefully over the next couple of years, we might see a couple of them 16-year-olds forcing their way into the first team squad, because that's the aim of those types of teams.
Now then, FA Trophy. It's Tamworth this weekend. Tamworth, they're quite high up in National League North, but the form has slipped of late. What are you expecting from them? We should say as well, it's a 3G pitch down there as well.
Yeah, I've been to, I went to watch them at Telford on Tuesday, and they'll be disappointed with the result, but I thought they were a better team. I thought they tried to you know, Andy Morell, I don't expect him to do anything different but to set up a good team who try and play football. And he did, and that's exactly what they were. And I think they're 10th in the division at the minute. They've got some good experience. They've got some good young lads, a couple of lads on loan who I know of. And it'll be a tough game. Like you say, it's the 3G, which, you know, is never easy, but we train on it. So, you know, I'm not looking for excuses with that. Because it is what it is. It's, you know, it's better than playing on a mud bath. So we just need to go there and take the confidence over of the last couple of performances and go at them and take the game to them, and hopefully they'll come at us and they'll make for another good game, but hopefully we get through and we're in the at.
But next week you'll be playing against Shaw Lane away from home. The games are coming thick and fast now for Warrington, it feels like.
Yeah, but the type of games you want to be playing in, because we've got cup games, we've got League Cup games coming up. You know, we've obviously got the trophy. We've got big league games, or what people are calling big league games, and that's where you want to be. You know, you don't want to be looking at the table going, well, if we beat them, we can move up to 12th. Or you don't want to be mid table. You know, not doing anything. You want big games, and to be successful means you're going to play more games, and we want to be successful. So if it means playing more games, then I'm happy to do that, you know, because it means you're doing well in cups, which means league games are getting put back, which means you've got a bit of a backlog, but so be it. I'm happy to take that all day.
Well, Paul Carden, manager at Warrington Town, a big thank you for joining us, and I'll speak to you in the next round of the FA Trophy, no problem at all.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks very much, mate.
So a big thank you to Paul Carden, manager at Warrington Town. As I said earlier, later in the show, we will be hearing from Mark Carruthers, Tamworth against Warrington Town this weekend in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. Warrington Town currently sitting in second position in the league, 1 point behind Altrincham, who, as we said earlier, are also in FA Trophy action this weekend. They're 2 points clear of Grantham Town. More on Grantham in a second, because we are going to be speaking to Adam Stevens in a second. But James, Grantham Town, they beat Buxton at the weekend at Silverlands, which is never an easy place to go to, as Warrington found out a couple of weeks ago. Grantham Town went to Buxton and beat them by 3-0, James, on Saturday.
Yeah, and not only that, now they've now got the top goal scorer in the league, Lee Shaw. It's not an easy task to go to Buxton, but they've caught him off guard, because then Buxton now winless in four, the last win against Warrington. Grantham, they've got the team there, and we know what they can do from last season, so now it's down to them just to show, can they become title contenders?
So a cracking result for Grantham on Saturday, beating Buxton away from home by 3-0. And joining me now, it's the welcome return of the manager at Grantham Town. Please welcome back to the show, Adam Stevens. So welcome back to the show, Adam. Firstly, a big congratulations for that decisive victory against Buxton. The bandwagon keeps rolling, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've been exceptional, to be fair. Lads have done everything that have asked, and performances have certainly warranted the victories.
Now, obviously, we've spoke to the chairman, we've spoke to yourself in recent weeks as well. These aren't just any old victories. They're victories against teams who, at the start of the season, would be considered playoff contenders, like Stourbridge, Buxton, Lancaster and Hensford. They're quite significant scalps you get in here as well.
Yeah, definitely, and it's amazing that we've managed to go away from home, and we've took the running track with us, and we've took the win with us. So yeah, it was pleasing to take that with us and pick 3 points up.
So what's the mood in the camp like? I mean, Grantham last season, I think it's safe to say, one of the surprise packages. To do it two seasons on the bounce now, are you considering yourselves serious contenders now for not just the playoffs, but maybe even promotion?
Well, I think when I spoke to you earlier on in the season, that you know, we're trying to obviously just be the best we can and just concentrate on winning games. Now, you know, we've got Altrincham sitting on top of the league, who, you know, everyone's favourite to win it, and you know, probably, you know, justify that favourites tag. But you know, first and foremost, for us to get 40 odd points, which we're nearly on, so that'll be the relegation issue solved and progress again. And if we can sustain what we're doing, then fantastic. Then it becomes a great season, doesn't it? But you know, the lads have got that mentality, learning fast. You know, which you spoke about earlier on as well. we go into games, we don't fear anybody. We're extremely fit. And, you know, one thing, we don't give anybody any time.
Now, this weekend, you'll be hosting Chorley in the third qualifying round. How important is home advantage going to be against a team in the National League North who are more than capable of beating anyone in their division?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the squad that they've got, you know, very, very experienced bunch there. But, no, it'd be good to play at home. Good away win on Saturday at Buxton for us to, you know, that gives us that breather from the league, so it was important that we won that. But going into Chorley, it's a game that we're looking forward to. Again, no pressure on us, you know, I mean, it's the same as in the league, really. You know, we're pretty much the underdogs. You know, we're probably the team which nobody wants to play, and we're going to Chorley come to us, and we know we've got the bang at it to get something out of the game. But you know, we're looking forward to it, which, you know, in the runner form that we are, you know, you've got to be, haven't you?
And we'll already be touching on this week's show about the likes of the fact that, you know, Altrincham, Warrington and Workington are all in FA Trophy action as well. So you might as well go through to the next round. It's not like you'd be losing too much ground.
Yeah, it's a great trophy. I mean, I remember a few years ago when I was at Colville and we beat Solihull Moors away, and we played Grimsby in the first round proper at home, which we drew, and then we lost the replay at Blundell Park. But it's great to, you know, put your wits against, you know, Conference North, Conference clubs, and again, with us winning last Saturday, you know, it was important that we won against Buxton, you know, to think, right, we finished off on 3 points, everybody else won up there, and we can go into this with play with no fear. Pressure's all on them, but you know, the lads and myself will be putting pressure on ourselves to get in the hat on Monday. But again, as I said, we've got to be bang at it, certainly not give Chorley any time on the ball, because we've got players which are very good and who can hurt you.
So a big thank you there to Adam Stevens, manager at Grantham Town. Grantham Town against Chorley in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy, and James is still with us. And James, we mentioned Lee Shaw in that 3-0 win against Buxton on Saturday. Lee Shaw got a hat-trick, not bad at all. And as you said, elsewhere, and Shaw Lane had a crucial game at the weekend against Stourbridge, and Shaw Lane passed with flying colours, winning by 3-1. And obviously, we've now subsequently heard that Paul Quinn, former Brighouse Town manager, will be taking the reins there at Shaw Lane for this weekend's league match. But a crucial 3 points there against a fellow promotion candidate this season in Stourbridge.
So now it's down to Paul Quinn just to settle everything down, ready for this weekend. Obviously, they're in a good place now at this moment in time. They've only lost one in the last eight. But again, a fantastic 3-1 win for them. Stourbridge then, they've now lost 3 out of the last 5. Leaving them with them 3 games in hand, they've got to win them 3 games, realistically.
Well, one of them is against Workington, I think, next weekend.
Exactly.
So it's a big game, that one. Right, we'll come back to Workington in a second. But Farsley Celtic got a fantastic victory on Saturday, beating Stafford Rangers by 2-0 away from home. We're going to be speaking to Neil Kitching very shortly about Stafford Rangers in the FA Trophy this weekend. FA Trophy action for Stafford Rangers away at Gainsborough Trinity. But a fantastic result that for Farsley Celtic. And I'm slightly disappointed, though, James. I've got to say this. I've got to put it on record. I was hoping for the fourth consecutive 3-0 draw from Farsley.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is some record, in fairness, there straight away. And I think, obviously, the big thing with Farsley Celtic is now how they can recover without James Walshaw.
To be fair, Nathan Cartman coming in ain't a bad replacement, is it?
Not exactly. But again, we know Cartman can perform at this level, so it's how quick he can get back into it. I mean, he was at loan at Farsley for most of the season.
Right, so that's Farsley Celtic in fifth. In sixth position, we've got Ashton United. They had a 1-1 draw against Barwell. That's Barwell's second consecutive draw there. It is steady as she goes at Barwell, and that's a much-needed point, I think, on the road for Jimmy Ginelli's side. For Ashton United, the form in the league is still quite impressive.
The fact is that they've been picking up the points against the teams around them is what's working in their favour.
Very shortly, we are going to be speaking to John Walsh, from BBC Radio Cumbria, broadcasting legend John Walsh talking about Workington's trip to Glossop North End in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. I should say we've also got Tim from Hillman Radio coming on as well to talk about Glossop. But for Workington, a fantastic result this at the weekend, beating Rushall Olympic, in form Rushall Olympic, by 4-1 in front of a crowd there of 430 on the west coast of Cumbria. That's a cracking result, that, for Workington.
It is indeed. And again, 17 points out of the last 8 games. Come back to the previous 8 before, they were struggling down the bottom end. So Workington are normally second part of the season before we started seeing this run. Could this now be the season where Workington can push forward and be title contenders?
But Stourbridge, they're in 8th position. Should say Workington, 3 points from the playoff positions at the moment, which, to be fair, is still a lot higher than they normally are at this stage of the season, despite being in the playoffs every year they've ever been in the NPL. Stourbridge, they're in 8th position, 5 points from the playoff positions, but do have 3 games in hand over Farsley Celtic. Stourbridge, obviously, are in FA Trophy action this weekend. We'll have more on them in a second. Mickleover Sports, they're in 9th. Lancaster City, they're in 10th position, 6 points from the playoff positions, with 2 games in hand. Lancaster City, at the weekend, they beat Colville Town 4-2, James.
Great result out there for Lancaster. And so again, great little advertisement for the league once again.
In 11th position, we've got Buxton. In 12th, we've got Witton Albion. They drew 3-3 in a bit of a thriller there in Cheshire against Matlock Town. Matlock Town, 17th position in the league table. In 13th position, we've got Hensford Town. Hensford Town at the weekend beat Stalybridge Celtic by 2-1. See Stalybridge Celtic on a trio of teams now on 20 points down the bottom end of the table, still 7 points ahead of Sutton Coldfield Town. And for Stalybridge Celtic, they also have 2 games in hand. For Hensford, they join with that win there, they join Witton Albion and Buxton on 29 points. That is, tantalisingly so, 7 points from the playoff positions for Hensford. Stafford Rangers, they're in 14th, and as we said, we'll be speaking to Neil Kitching in a second. After that defeat against Farsley Celtic at the weekend, Stafford Rangers now, they sit 8 points behind Farsley Celtic, but they do have 1 game in hand. It's all much of a muchness in mid-table land at the moment. Barwell, they're in 15th. Colville Town in 16th. Matlock, 17th. Whitby Town, 18th. Nantwich Town have moved up to 19th position now. They've done that with a fine 1-0 victory at home to Whitby Town. Whitby Town now 2 points ahead of Nantwich Town. However, Nantwich Town have 5 games in hand, James. So that's quite a victory there for the Dabbers.
Yeah, they're starting to show me up a little bit as well for what I said a couple of weeks ago. 3 straight wins now on the bounce.
And finally, we mentioned a trio of teams down the bottom end of the table. 2 of them went head-to-head at the weekend. That was Marine against Hales Owen at the Grove. And it finished 1-1. Nothing separating the two sides there. And, well, Marine going to their FA Trophy encounter against SC United this weekend, knowing that they sit 7 points clear of the relegation zone.
They just need to get the odd 1 or 2 results. They're picking up against teams around them. Do that, not a problem this season.
Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for being on hand to guide us through the results from this past weekend. Keep up the excellent work, and we'll be speaking to you next week on the monthly discussion show.
No worries, Ben. Thank you very much.
And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. Very shortly, we're going to be having a full fixture preview with non-league sports reporter from the northeast of England, Mark Carruthers. We're also going to be catching up with the manager, Neil Kitching, from Stafford Rangers. But we're going to start things off with our preview for this weekend's matches in the FA Trophy with Glossop North End against Workington. In a second, we're going to be speaking to BBC Radio Cumbria's John Walsh for a catch-up about Workington. But what about the hosts in this third qualifying round tie, Glossop North End? Well, joining us now from Hillman Radio, it's a welcome return to Tim Barnett. So welcome to the show, Tim. We'll get to this match against Workington in a second. But Glossop North End, seems like we say this every season now, in the playoff positions, competing. What have you made of the current season at North End?
I think, to be absolutely honest, it's sort of flattered to deceive a little bit, because if you look at the management changed to the duo who are in charge at Glossop now, in the close season. So obviously they're rebuilding, or they're building their own side. Seems to be picking pieces out of other clubs that they've been to previously, like Jason Gutsen back at Glossop as captain and their captain, and I think he always has been. But we've had some great results, absolutely. You know, we went on a run of, I think it was 7 matches without a loss, and an awful amount of home games that were won as well, and we've had a good run of home games. I mean, we beat Scarborough here at Glossop on Tuesday night, so it was a trek for them to come to. We beat them 2-1, and that was a cracking result. And we thought we'd press on from that, and a few weeks ago, then Prescott Cables came to Glossop. I thought, well, Prescott aren't doing so well, and they turned us around 3-2. So it's one of those things. But then, obviously, we played Leake Town in the second qualifying round of the trophy a couple of weeks ago. And beat them 4-3. So it's been one of those rollercoaster rides that always is Glossop North End.
Just to touch upon the squad though that Steve Alford and Paul Phillips are creating, obviously the pair of them have got great pedigree with Ashton United. They had a dabble at Stalybridge, but it didn't quite work out. Glossop, you touched upon the experience of the squad. I mean, Ben Deegan, Chris Bagley, Dale Johnson, Lewis Lacey. These are players who've won titles with FC United. It's an experienced squad, and it should be no surprise you are competing up at the top end of Division One North.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We were in the playoffs last season. We want to get the same sort of place again. The one player that has stood out, well, there's two actually. Two players have stood out completely this season. One's Adam Jones. And also the other interesting player, I don't know how much you know about Ben, is Courtney Meppham-Walter. Now, Courtney is a great player. He's got pedigree himself and other things in his 20-something years. But he was at City, so he's got a heck of a lot of pedigree. I can't wait to see him out there tomorrow against a team who are a league above us. And they're about the same position in their league as we are in ours, I think, looking at the table.
And this is the key, isn't it? I mean, we've touched upon it here, the experience of the team. Home advantage as well. We all know
absolutely.
About, I don't think we've mentioned it this season, but Glossop North End's pies, sensational.
Yeah, absolutely. Award-winning.
I do apologise. Award-winning pies at Glossop North End.
Yeah.
There is a chance there for an upset. Workington, they are up towards the playoff positions in the Premier. What are you expecting? How Glossop North End are going to set up tomorrow and how they can use some of that experience to outwit Workington?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping, like you said, it's home advantage. There'll be a big crowd there tomorrow. There could be sort of 400 plus, which for a team at our level, fantastic. I think when we played Matlock, we had nearly 500 in, which for Glossop, so you know, it's a good crowd. And I presume Workington may well bring some fans down with them. I think Glossop will just want to try and be as rock solid as possible from the minute go. No sloppy sendings off, silly goals, having to come from behind. As a fan of, I don't know, a dozen or more years, I've seen this all through the years of the Northwest Counties and all that. Yeah, Glossop have to, you know, they concede a goal first before they miss a penalty and then they let the other team. I think we've got Workington, I think I read a comment from their manager who said, you know, if they can go into tomorrow as they've been in the last few games, then they'll hope to get something, or they'll hope to take the tie tomorrow. I think the last thing we would want would be a replay, because that would probably be a very cold Tuesday night in Workington. I'd like to think that Glossop could nick it by a goal.
And there will be full coverage available on Saturday, thehillman.co.uk and Hillman
That's
Radio
right.
on Twitter. Go on, give it a plug then, Tim.
Give you a plug. Okay, so we are Hillman Radio, which is me, Tim Barnett, and usually Mick Tansley joins me on commentary. And we've got a great little chap, Callum, who's only a schoolboy, but he does our half-time roundup for us, which is, I think it's more people interested in that than they are in the commentary, to be honest. But we do have to game home and away. The web address adjusted to what you just said, thehillman.co.uk. Or you can follow us on Twitter, which is just at Hillman Radio.
So I can't wish you more luck than Workington, you understand. But all I will say is we hope Pies are the winner. And as we've already alluded to, Tim, they always are at Glossop North End. Tim
Absolutely.
Barnett from Hillman Radio, a big thank you for joining us and good luck with the broadcast on Saturday afternoon. So that's the view from Hillman Radio. But what about the visitors, Workington? Well, joining me now for a bit of a perspective on Workington, we're joined by the welcome return of broadcasting legend from BBC Radio Cumbria, it's John Walsh. So welcome back to the show, John. It's before we get to the FA Trophy game this weekend against Glossop and the excellent coverage BBC Cumbria will be providing, just a quick mention for the form Workington are in at the moment. They tend to have this kind of run in the second half of the season. What's the take at the club at the moment with how Workington are doing before Christmas?
Yeah, the take is that that you know things are on course. We've got used to now to this faltering start. We don't fly out of the traps like we would want us to. Gradually pick up the pace and by early in the new year, often back up there in contention in the top seven. So the fact that we're seventh now, a month before Christmas, is a positive for us, really, I think.
Now, it's the old cliche about Workington, though. They'll, don't worry about where Workington are in the table now. They'll end up in the playoffs. And that's always been the case, even last season when it was a bit of a transitional season. What was the expectation going into this season?
Well, the expectations going into this season, I've got to say, were, you know, at least the playoffs. Let's have a go at winning it. But I think this year, I honestly believe, and I think most of the club believed, and as the season has developed, that we've got the best chance of all of certainly securing promotion, because without being disrespectful, I don't think there's anything in this league this season to seriously be concerned about. I mean, we've put five on Altrincham at home, and they're currently top. Shaw Lane have been going really well before Altrincham took over. We lost 3-2 down there, but we were equally as good as them. And unquestionably, the winning goal for them was at least 2-3 yards offside. And so the two top teams so far, I wouldn't be concerned about, as I was concerned previous years with your likes of FC United, Salford, Darlington, Blyth Spartans. Because we're a closely knit side, the players are mates, really. They're all big mates. They're closely knit. They're picking up form, as we often do, as we always have done. I think we'll be there or thereabouts. So nobody's going to run away with this league, and it's going to be very, very competitive, very compact, very open, I think, right the way through. And it's whoever, an obvious thing to say, whoever's the most consistent team, particularly over the last 2-3 months of the season.
I mean, we'll get to the Glossop game in a second, but next Saturday, just looking a bit far ahead in the distance, Workington will be hosting Stourbridge. So, you know, that's going to be a crucial game, that, in the league, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, we've Stourbridge, of course, was where our road to promotion ended last year in the semi-final of the playoffs, where we'd played three or four games in a short space of time, and really the fact that tie went to extra time really worked against us on that occasion, because the lads were really, really on their last legs, and that, but the fact that we got that far, and it was a Monday after playing on the Saturday, you know, it was really, really hard for a side who'd had so many games in so short a space of time. So we respect Stourbridge a lot now. Stourbridge, the previous year, they probably give them one of the best performances against us that I've seen since we've been in this level. Stourbridge have been a bit itty-missy of late. Our record at the moment is one defeat in 14 games. That counts all competitions, and I'm including the County Cup and the League Cup in that, as well as the League and the Trophy.
Now, let's speak about the Trophy then. This weekend, it's an away trip to the Peaks to take on Glossop North End. We've obviously already heard from Glossop on this week's show. It is a potential banana skin, this one, for Workington. Obviously, there's the distance having to be travelled on a Saturday, but Glossop are a decent side at Division 1 North level.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those were the words of the management team, the directors. Nobody is going there in the belief that we're just going to roll over Glossop just like that. It will be tough. I mean, Chasedown in the last round, 0-0 at half time, open game. They probably edged it. If it was a boxing match, they might have been ahead on points at half time. But it was a really superb second half performance by Workington that got us through on that occasion. Glossop, obviously higher in the table than Chasedown. Some experienced players in that lineup, the likes of Dale Johnson there. We've played against him many, many times over the years. And there's quite a few in from Ashton, management and players. We're fully respectful of what Glossop have achieved so far in reaching this stage of the competition, in what they've achieved in the league, and nobody is going there expecting to roll them over just like that. It'll be sleeves rolled up, working for each other, earning the right to go through to the next round.
And on that note, that is the end of this interview, John Walsh. A big thank you for coming on the show, taking the time out of your busy day. Just to plug BBC Cumbria, obviously it's the home of Carlisle and Barrow, but as well there's also updates from Workington as well as some excellent coverage as well behind the scenes at the club.
Yeah, they do great Radio Cumbria. You don't have to say that for the sake of saying it. It's genuine, and people from other areas who cover matches, they say the same. Oh, our local radio station, don't bother with us. Yeah, no, they do a great job. And Kendal Town, of course.
Oh yes,
they're covered as well. So and the rugby union is covered on a Saturday. You know, they do a brilliant job for local sport. And even though we don't get the full 90-minute commentary that we used to do when we're at the same level as Barrow, we accept that. But we're grateful for the publicity we get and the chance we get. And when Barrow or Carlisle aren't playing, we get the chance for a 90-minute commentary. They do a brilliant job.
So that's Glossop North End against Workington in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. Very shortly, we'll be having a full fixture preview with Matt Carruthers, non-league journalist from the northeast of England. But before that, just another FA Trophy third qualifying round tie that we're going to focus on now, and that's Gainsborough Trinity against Stafford Rangers. And joining me now is the manager at Stafford Rangers. Please welcome back to the show, Neil Kitching. So welcome back to the show, Neil. We'll get to the FA Trophy match in a second or two, but just I'm intrigued because you're one of the managers in the midfield pack. What's going on in mid-table land this season? It doesn't seem like anyone can string a result together at the moment.
Well, it's so inconsistent, isn't it? I mean, we're showing that. We've been on a good run of late. I think we were 7 or 8 games unbeaten. Went into the South Shields game in the trophy and won well, and then lost the next 2 league games at home. So, and I think if you look at probably 8 or 9, 10 teams in and around that, probably from 4th or 5th right down to 16th, 17th maybe, they're all the same, inconsistent, and nobody's putting, you know, a consistent run together.
And we should say, before these 2 results here, we're talking in the last 10 games, you've beaten the likes of Grantham, of Ashton, of Nantwich, who I think many people would argue are in a false position anyway. So it's not like you've come a cropper against the teams higher up the table. It tends to be the teams who are just below you in many ways.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, like you say, we've had some cracking results against good top 3, top 4, top 5 sides. You would imagine we'll be in and around that playoff mix. We've had some good results against them. And, you know, and then we've had poor results the Tuesday night game after the trophy game against Rushall, where we were desperate to get 3 points, really, on the back of a good trophy win. But anybody can beat anybody. You know, I look at the table, and a lot of managers are probably saying the same thing. Anybody can beat anybody, and you've got to be consistent. You've got to be right on the night, because if you're not prepared right, if you're not mentally right, if you're not physically right, and if your lads aren't quite at it, you know, you can get a bottom 4, bottom 5 side who are in the bottom 4, bottom 5, but not necessarily a bottom 4, bottom 5 side beating someone in the top 5. It's that open, really.
Now then, you've touched upon the South Shields result already, and I think in last week's show we touched upon that result there, because that's a big result, that, because South Shields have beaten some very capable sides this season in the FA Trophy as well as the FA Cup, of course. A hat-trick for Messiah McDonald there. Am I right in saying as well that you've extended his loan period at the club? How important is that for the goal-scoring side of Stafford Rangers?
Well, hugely important, because obviously he got a hat-trick against South Shields, and he scored a couple of goals the round before that against St Ives. And generally, his all-round play in forward areas for us has given us a bit of a lift the last month, 5-6 weeks. So to get him on loan for another 6 weeks, really, till 7th of January, gives us a bit of a lift, and hopefully we can win a few games with him in the side.
Now let's touch upon Saturday then. This match against Gainsborough Trinity at North Holm in Lincolnshire. Stafford Rangers came very, very close to beating Telford in the FA Cup. What are you expecting from Gainsborough?
Well, you know, they're a good side, good conference North side, very, very hard working, lots of quality. had them watch on a couple of occasions, and we're under no illusions. It's going to be really, really tough. They are, you know, they're near the bottom end of the Conference North, but they're flying in terms of results. I think they've only lost one, maybe two in the last 10 league games. Home form's good, but our cup form has been good, as you've just mentioned. Tamworth we've beaten, Telford we've taken over two games and or lost in the replay. Good run so far in the trophy, and we just seem to be, you know, a cup side at the minute and winning cup games. So we go in there really, really confident because we fancy ourselves. I've got to be honest, we fancy ourselves of a cup upset, and there's no pressure on us really. I wouldn't say it's a free hit because put pressure on ourselves and there's a little bit of money at stake. All the pressure probably really is on Gainsborough because they should beat us. But, you know, we're quite hopeful, we're quite confident. And on the back of two defeats, I would hope we've got a squad of players who've got a bit of a point to prove.
And a big thank you to Neil Kitching, manager at Stafford Rangers, for joining us. Gainsborough Trinity against Stafford Rangers in the third qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy, taking place this coming Saturday. That's part of a plethora of fixtures this weekend involving our MPL sides. And joining us now to preview all the fixtures this weekend in both the Premier Division and the FA Trophy, we're now joined by the welcome return of football journalist from the North East. Please welcome back to the show, Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. How's things?
Hi there. I'm good. Yeah, thanks.
So, this weekend's matches in the FA Trophy. We'll get to the FA Trophy in a second. There are five league matches as well. And while Altrincham, Warrington Town, Grantham Town, Workington are all busy in the FA Trophy this weekend, there's a good opportunity here for Shaw Lane this coming weekend to make hay. And, potentially, can they do it? No, they're going to have to score a lot of goals, aren't they? But certainly put themselves back in between Altrincham and Warrington Town. Shaw Lane travelling to Nantwich Town, though. This is a tricky one for Paul Quinn.
It is, and I think with Nantwich, the league position is a bit of a false one, isn't it? Obviously, they did so well in cup competitions this season. They're sat in 19th, but they do seem to have four or even five games in hand on teams around them. So I think you'll see them come through mid-table, maybe even pushing the playoffs towards the end of the season. Shaw Lane's an interesting one. Obviously, a new manager in place now. Interesting to see how they react to him. Probably hasn't had a lot of time to work with the players. So this one, I think I'll probably sit on the fence and say it's a score draw.
Okie dokie. And also in action around the playoff positions this weekend is Farsley Celtic. And at this point, we can also bring in a bit of the relegation situation as well in the league. Farsley Celtic hosting Sutton Coldfield. It's looking a bit precarious all of a sudden for Sutton Coldfield. The last game was against Altrincham, so I don't think anyone was expecting anything in that one. And this one against Farsley is a tough game as well, especially now Farsley has stopped drawing free all with everybody.
It is, yeah. The problem with Sutton Coldfield now is that it's one of those ones where games are starting to run out even this early in the season. You know, I think they're nine points from safety at the moment. Every drop point, that gets worse, you know. You're kind of looking at other clubs to drop points even before you start gaining them. It is precarious, as you say, and it's looking even this early as if they're in serious trouble. With Farsley, I think, you know, I saw them at South Shields in the FA Trophy in that, I can't even think how to describe that game. Dramatic doesn't really sell it, but Farsley look a great side. I think going forward, you know, they're always going to score goals. I think they'll settle in the playoffs, and I certainly think they'll win this one.
And obviously, your expertise is very much in the North East game. Nathan Cartman signing for Farsley Celtic, certainly a cue. I know they had them on loan at the start of the season, but that's, yeah, that's a big signing, that, for Farsley.
Well, Nathan's someone who I've admired for a few years now, and I think, you know, when he was at Harrogate Railway, he was always a top striker there, always amongst the goals. Went to Darlington. Became a bit of a cult hero at Darlington, you know, scored some massive goals for the club. And I was quite surprised to see him go, but I guess with Tommy Wright going in there, wanting to put his own stamp on things, and Nathan wasn't really part of that. I think Nathan even said on social media that he was, you know, he kind of felt it was the right time to move. He's gone to a club that he knows, and he'll certainly be amongst the goals.
And let's just cover off the remaining couple of fixtures we've not mentioned yet. Whitby Town will be hosting Witton Albion this weekend. Elsewhere, we've also got Matlock Town against Hales Owen Town and Rushall Olympic against Michelover Sports. For Rushall and for Hales Owen, it feels like, you know, they've certainly made it a bit more comfortable for themselves, but nothing's set in stone. They have to keep the points coming in, don't they?
They do, yeah. Both of, obviously, as you say, they're massively improved recently, but still right in amongst that, you know, relegation battle. We mentioned, you say, that Rush all that just sat outside the bottom four, Hill's own second bottom, but it looked a lot worse a few weeks back. This one's a tricky one to call because although they're both in good form, their, you know, confidence clearly still isn't as high as it should be. Again, I'll sit on the fence with this one, so I think it'll be a draw.
Which one? All two of them?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming Whitby Town against Witton Albion will also be a draw, as it's mid-table ding-dong.
Exactly. Yeah, and Whitby, at the moment, I feel a bit sorry because they've lost a lot of decent players. You know, Carson's gone to Morpeth Town in the Northern League. It just feels as if something needs to change at Whitby. I don't mean in terms of the management, but just they need a bit of a boost. There's obviously a few high-profile players have come in so far this season. It just quite hasn't happened for Chris Hardy, but I think it will. This one's obviously it's a funny game because Witten started the season very well, had some very tough cup draws, which you know, kind of knocked the confidence a bit, and sat mid-table. It's a tough one to call, that one.
That's the league. And back to the now and the third qualifying rounds taking place this weekend. Obviously, we've heard from a lot of managers and a lot of journalists on this week's show about the FA Trophy. So we'll start things up. We'll do it alphabetical. I think that's fair. Telford United against Drolsden. Drolsden, it's a tough place to go to the new Brookshead Stadium, but stranger things have happened.
Well, they have. Drolsden obviously go into the game on the back of a hammering at South Shields last week, where, you know, they were rampant South Shields, to be honest. Probably just got a lot harder because I understand Telford have just signed Sylvain Evans-Blake, who not so long ago scored goals in the Championship. I think that deal's literally just been announced as we're recording this. So it is going to be tough. Telford, it's always a difficult place to go, no matter how poorly or how well they're doing in the league. So it's a big ask for Drolsden, a really big ask.
And they've also got Marcus Dinanga, of course, as well, who Matlock fans will remember, who's now on loan at Telford. From Burton, isn't it? Burton Albion, I think, Marcus Dinanga.
Yeah, and was exceptional last season at Matlock.
Yeah, exactly. But like I said, stranger things have happened. And it has. Yeah, so anyway, good luck to Drolsden this weekend in that game there. Now, we've already spoke to Neil Savelle and Phil Parkinson at Altrincham. Obviously, I think I never really covered it in the interview because I like to stick with the positives. But I think the FA Cup run was a bit of a disappointment at Moss Lane, and I think they will be trying to make amends in the FA Trophy. But Alfreton Town's pitch, it's not conducive for the type of football that Altrincham like to play, I wouldn't have thought.
No, I'd agree with that. And they've got some serious players on that side, haven't they? Like Jordan Hulme's obviously in good form. It's going to be a difficult game, but I think if any side in the Evo State can pull off a shock, it will be Altrincham. You know, they're flying at the moment. Went through a lot of changes in the summer as well. People shouldn't forget that. But seem to have moulded a good side together. I'm a big admirer of Parkinson. I think he's did a great job at Nantwich. It's just a shame he couldn't see it through and get them into the National League North, because they're one of the sides that's kind of been knocking on the door for a couple of years, but seems to have done a fantastic job at Altrincham, and long may it continue.
Now then, here we go. Bread and butter, Mark, here. Right. Blythe Spartans against Stalybridge Celtic. We obviously spoke to Steve Burr last week. Stalybridge's away record isn't the best. It's two big non-league clubs going head-to-head here. Stalybridge Celtic are obviously on the way back up. Blythe Spartans are already on the way up. What do you reckon? It's a free hit for Stalybridge, this, isn't it, essentially?
It is, and if anyone knows about that, it will be Spartans, you know, because they've already been shocked this season in the FA Cup by Shaw Lane. Admittedly, it's probably a different animal they're facing in Stalybridge, who won't be as confident as Shaw Lane when they came to Croft Park. Spartans will go into the game without Dan McGuire, who's injured. They've been playing Adam Wrightson up front, who is more of a winger, to be honest, but has done a very good job up there. It's a big ask, but again, you just never know. I think it's a one-off game. There's no pressure on them. I think everyone's expecting them to go there and get beat, but that makes it ever more dangerous for Spartans.
Now then, Bradford Park Avenue against Stourbridge. I was saying this to Gary Hackett last week that, you know, at the start of the season, Bradford Park Avenue in the last few seasons have always been towards the bottom end of the National League North. They've had a hell of a set of results, though, recently. They're in fine form, Bradford Park Avenue. This one got the potential for fireworks against Stourbridge, hasn't it?
I think this is arguably one of the ties of the round. I really do. if it had been a case of that Park Avenue weren't in such good form, then it probably wouldn't be. But the fact that they are coming into it on the up, I'm not sure, I've got to be honest, I'm not sure how long this form's going to last. It's good to see them on the up, not so much the other week when they absolutely hammered Spartans, but that's enough about that. But, you know, Stourbridge, if there's any a club who can go and attack another side, it is Stourbridge. They've got so much attacking talent. You know, Gary Hackett, another one, mentioned Nantwich earlier on, another one that's been knocking on the door of promotion. It'll be a severe test, but I've just got a slight hunch Stourbridge could pull this off.
Now, next week, we will have a Division 1 show where we'll be having a closer look at Division 1 South. But safe to say, at the moment, Basford United, can I say they're running away with it? They've got a 13-point lead up at the top of Division 1 South. But it doesn't alter the fact that in Division 1 South, you've got the likes of Alve Church, Fricke Athletic, Stocksbridge Park Steels and Corby Town, plus as well Cleethorpes Town. It's a hell of a division. Cleethorpes Town against Spennymoor Town this weekend. This would be a big shock, though, regardless of how well Cleethorpes are playing at the moment.
It would, yeah. Spenny are flying. I must admit, I didn't think they would take to life in the National League North as well as they have. But there's a lot of very talented and experienced players in there. Cleethorpes have kind of built on the success of last season, haven't they? I think I used this word about 20 times last time I was on, but they've got that momentum that they built up last season. Obviously got the Vars final, got promoted. It is going to be a big ask, though, to beat Spenny. I wouldn't be overly surprised if it went to a replay, though.
Gainsborough Trinity against Stafford Rangers. We obviously heard from Neil Kitchen earlier in the show. Gainsborough Trinity at home, Gainsborough Trinity away, Gainsborough Trinity in the National League North.
Yep.
Potential for an upset here, can I suggest?
Massively, massively. Stafford, I keep going back to South Shields. I think it's about the fifth time I mentioned them, but obviously beat them in the last round and beat them comfortably as well. Messiah McDonald getting a hat-trick, a striker who's always dangerous. Stafford, it's a massive club. Again, we keep talking about clubs that have kind of dropped down the pyramid. Stafford, another one. A club when I was growing up that were a conference club and have produced some big-name players. It'd be nice to see them get back there. It's not going to be easy, but a good trophy run will help that. And as you say, Trinity not in the greatest form. There's no reason why Stafford can't go there and get something.
Gloucester North End against Workington. Obviously, we spoke to Hillman Radio and John Walsh at BBC Radio Cumbria, so you don't need to go into great detail about this. We've done this fixture big time. It's the only All-MPL one in the third qualifying round draw. Gloucester North End having a good season. Workington having a much better season compared to previous years in the month of November. Let's put it that way.
Well, I think we're working and they're just having the benefit of a settled summer. In the past, they haven't really... they've had a couple of really kind of tumultuous summers, haven't they, where it hasn't been great off the pitch. A lot of work's had to be done on it. The only thing I'd say about this one, that the waveform in the league isn't great. They've lost, I think, is it 5 out of the 10 games, drawn 3 of them. They don't travel well, and I think this one could be a gloss-up win. I quite fancy an upset.
Wow, there's a prediction right there, dear listener. Grantham Town against Chorley. Grantham Town, wow. We spoke to Adam Stevens earlier. They're brilliant at the moment, aren't they? This one, of all the games, this one I think could be an upset.
Yeah, Grantham, I say this every time we come on. We kind of expected them. I think this is my third time and we've sort of said that we just not expect them to stay where they are in the league, but the longer we keep saying it, the stupider we look. Lee Shaw, again, great form. Hat-trick last week against Buxton. And when you got someone like that on your side, there's always a chance of pulling off an upset. I'm quite a big admirer of Chorley. I don't mind saying that. They're a great club, and I think Mike Janssen's done a great job building on the work of Gary Flitcroft. But you know what? Going to Grantham's never easy, and at the very least, I expect this to go to a replay.
Lancaster City against Mildenhall Town. Lancaster City have got to avenge the MPL after the last round, haven't they?
Yes, very much so. And, good win last week, beating Colville at home, never an easy game. It's a funny one because Lancaster have been quite inconsistent this season. They haven't really hit the form that I think many thought they would before the season. Again, they're one of the sides that have got games in hand and a few above them. And they're not too far off the playoff places. It will be a difficult game, though. It is a really tough game. But I think it'll come out on top in this.
Now then, this is where I have to take a step back. Marine against FC United of Manchester. Thoughts?
Easy Marine win. No, it's you know, it's going to be interesting to see, and you'll know this better than I will, the impact that Tom Greaves has had since he's gone in there as caretaker, and now obviously being made permanent. It ain't going to be easy to turn things around, but I do like the fact that FC United have gone for continuity rather than, you know, a kind of fresh name. Tom knows the club. He's a legend at the club, isn't he? And that can help. It can also hinder, but I think it'll help in this case. It's another one that won't be easy going to Marine. It never is. No matter how they are doing in the league, it's always a tough place to go. I think FC United will see this through, but maybe only just.
It's the number of Liverpool players we've got in the side, Merseysiders in the FC United squad. They're all licking the lips about it. It's amazing. yes, Marine against FC United of Manchester. All the best to Marine this weekend.
Yeah, very much so.
Tamworth against Warrington Town. Ooh. this one's very intriguing, isn't it? I mean, we've already spoke to Paul Carden on this week's show. They do have injuries, to say the least. He's looking to strengthen as much as he can, but they're still putting the results on the board.
They are, and it's one of those horrible football cliches that everyone always brings up, isn't it? When you're not playing well, but you're picking up points, it's a sign of a good side. And I think that's what he's got there. A lot of good players who are established at this level, a lot of younger players who want to try and kick on, and that's come together. And Warrington having a season that, you know, if you said to them at the start of the season in November, or late November as it is now, they'd be sat in second, a point behind the leaders, I think would have taken that, wouldn't they? They've just gradually built. This one, it's going to be an interesting game. Tamworth, it is a step up in class. It won't be an easy game, but again, I think this one could go to replay.
And what a story this one is. The final fixture of the third qualifying round for this week's MPL show preview. York City against Coalville Town.
Well, you know, it's not 5 months. What, is it 5 months? I had. The maths has gone 7 months since, you know, York City were at Wembley lifting this trophy. But obviously, a lot's changed at York in the last year or so with Martin Gray in there now. I've got to be honest, I think we'll just have too much for Coalville. There are a lot of, we shouldn't ignore the fact that York are still full-time as well, which will have an impact. But Coalville, this just shows how far they've come over the last few years. The fact they're going to Witham Crescent. I dare say they'll take a decent following. You know, they're not in the greatest form. Again, another side that have lost, six of their, I think it's 11 away games this season. I think it'll be York City win, but I hope Coalville go there and do themselves justice.
And that concludes our fixture preview. The best of luck to all MPL sides in the third qualifying round. We hope you all win, including Gossip North End and Workington, as well as Marine, of course. We hope you win too. I'm tying myself in knots here, Mark. Help me out. Oh, your work. You've got a North East podcast now, and you do all kinds of stuff. Promote. Plug.
Yep. I'm working for the three local papers up here in the North East, or three of the local papers, since we have a lot, for the Chronicle Journal and the Sunday Sun. I've also been doing weekly stuff for the non-league paper, which I'm just about to go and finish for this week's non-league paper. That includes an interview with Gateshead manager Steve Watson. And as you say there, I've got the North East Football podcast covering everything from Northern League to Premier League and everywhere in between. So that's going quite well. I find that on iTunes by searching for North East Football Podcast. So it's also, you can follow it on Twitter at NEF Podcast.
Well, Mark Rovers, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. All the best this weekend. And you wrap up warm, and you've done really well considering you got man flu. Thanks for coming on the show, Mark.
No problem.
And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's show. A big thank you to all my guests for joining me on this week's edition. Mark Carruthers, James Hayes, Adam Stevens, the manager at Grantham Town, Stafford Rangers, Neil Kitchen, Phil Parkinson and Neil Savelle at Altrincham, Paul Carden at Warrington, John Walsh from BBC Radio Cumbria, and Tim Barnett from Hillmen Radio. A big thank you, one and all, for joining us on this week's show. And a big thank you to you too, dear listener, for tuning in. Don't forget, you can keep abreast of all the latest news from the world of Northern Premier League football by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But that's it for this week's Evo Stick NPL Show. We'll be back next week with our monthly discussion show, plus as well, look out for the Division 1 show. A big good luck to everyone in third qualifying round action this weekend. We hope you all win. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.